Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? My name is Josh Earle and you're about to listen to an episode recorded live at the Catfish in Fitzroy. We have four more shows to go, so if you are in Melbourne, one Sunday from 3 p.m, come along. This Sunday coming up is already sold out, so if you want to see the other three remaining shows, hurry up and get your tickets. Go to joshearle.com.au for all the ticket details. If you missed out on tickets for this week coming up with Miff Warhurst, Adam Richard, Dilruk Jaya Singer and Brett Blake, you can try and get a ticket on the door. We have about 15 tickets on the door every show, but you just have to stand at the back of the room at the bar. It's a good spot. It's fine. You're at the bar. It's great. Hey, if you want to support the show, become a Patreon subscriber. So you, for $5 a month, you'll get a free episode only for Patreon subscribers. You also get free writing every single week if you are just whatever, $1, $2, whatever. If you want to help me out, $20. If people who got $20, they got a free t-shirt. Awesome. Speaking of t-shirts, we have t-shirts for sale. So head over to my website, joshearle.com.au, /merch, and you can get some very, very cool t-shirts designed by Celeste Potter. They're looking cool. Thanks for everyone who bought one this weekend. I think that's all I have to say. No, it's not. Not at all, Josh. You say that every time. Here's some more stuff. So Perth tickets are on sale now. Josh Earle Talks, my stand-up show that I did at this year's festival in Melbourne, going over to Perth to do it over there. It is a great show. I really, really enjoy doing this show. Everyone who comes along, they're amazed by the ending. It's got a very, very good ending, but the rest of it's really funny too. Also doing two podcasts in Perth. So on the 9th and the 16th of February, two podcasts. Never been to Perth with a podcast. So Perth people, Perth listeners, come to both shows. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. A lot of cool people over in Perth that time of year doing Fringe World. So it's going to be cool. Brisbane, Canberra. I can't officially say that I'm coming, but I'm going to be coming with podcast stuff. So keep your eye out for that kind of stuff. And hopefully Sydney, a bit later in the year, I'll come to you as well. That is all I need to say. Enjoy this episode with Denise Scott, Geraldine Hickey, Kirsty Wiebeck, and Damien Callanan. It's very, very funny.
Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? The podcast that asked who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and just before we start, how many people have never seen the podcast before? Give us a cheer if you've never seen the podcast before. Great, welcome, welcome. Probably turn the music off, that'd be great. And that normally doesn't happen. So, what I do at the start of every show, I go through the internet, the whole internet, every single week, and I try and find other Josh Earls. And I've found a new one this week. He is. He's from Tallahassee in Florida. Yeah. Big Tallahassee fan, great. He is a professional disc golf player. Do you know what that is? It's frisbee golf. But he's professional at it. Like, and here's the other thing. Like, do you know how in the tennis they have how much you've won in your career? That's on the PDGA website. So you can see how much he's won. He's done 11 tournaments. He's won two. And he's collected a whopping $70. Okay, so that's... that guy should get into podcasting. Anyway, so what I normally do in this show, and I'm going to do it today, is I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian who shares her name with the head of mathematics at Hillcrest College in Melbourne. Can you please welcome back, it's Denise Scott, everyone! Welcome, Denise. Now, are you right to get up?
You know what? It's a good question. Because I'm having an arthritic flare-up. But see, look at that. Oh, you can't probably see. I've got one big knee and one small. Do you see that? I know. Thank you for that patronising. Oh, little old lady.
You've also brought your handbag up because you don't trust these guys.
Well, I didn't know where to leave it. Oh, but yes, I've got my handbag here.
Hey, Denise, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Josh.
It's nice to have you on.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
It sounds awkward, doesn't it? He sounds frightened.
We're very close. Right
oh,
now.
Oh. I thought you meant emotionally. I thought, no, we're not. But if that's what you need to believe, Josh, I'm here for you. I'm 64. I don't give a fuck about anything or anyone. So good luck, everyone. I do care. What am I? Shut up, all right, I will.
Hey, our next guest is the current leaderboard champion of most appearances and most points on the game. Can you please welcome, on 74 points, it's Geraldine Hickey.
Too much.
No. I'm sure the people that are listening at home are loving it.
I'll pull my pants down.
I took 2 points off you. You're actually on 76 points. So I'm sorry. I said 74. Even better, yes.
I'll put my pants back on.
Now, our next guest shares her name with a woman who in 1936 was chosen from Taree, New South Wales, to compete in the Royal Melbourne Show for needlework. And this, according to the Northern Champion newspaper, caused quite a stir because her teacher, Mrs. Newton, did not get chosen. Whoa! Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Kirsty Wiebeck, everyone! Hey, Kirsty.
Hey, mate.
It's the first Kirsty Wiebeck I've ever found on the show.
I can't believe it. I can't. My needlework is awful. Definitely not me.
You're a crocheter, Denise.
I am indeed.
Yeah. You got any tips on needlework? Is that in your wheelhouse?
Well,
or is that
no,
completely different?
Crochet's quite different. Let me explain. Because I've been waiting to do this my whole life.
And I think a pub in Fitzroy is the perfect place to say it as well.
Yeah. No, I do love a bit of crochet. Oh, move on.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a jockey who in 1897 rode a second place getter in the Williamstown Cup on a horse called Majestic. Can you please welcome back to the pod is Damien Callanan.
G'day.
Hey, Damo.
Hi, mate.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. Jockey.
Jockey, yeah. 1897.
Yeah.
Just you're going down... Well down the list.
Oh, yeah.
100 second place, Williamstown.
Yeah. What? He was 6 foot two, that bloke.
Hey, thanks. I should point out, Denise, you're at a bit of a disadvantage because these three were on episode 161 together.
Yep.
So they might know each other really well.
Yeah, well...
161 was one of the great ones, yeah?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? We have reunions of 161.
Just to get together and eat some jubes.
Yeah.
And can you run me through some of the highlights of 161?
Oh.
What? No.
Well, we said jubes and someone said you call me white and that because I thought we were saying Jews, but it
yeah.
was just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real funny.
I like it.
Yeah, it was yeah. great.
I had an ear infection. I couldn't hear a word. Went for 9 days.
All right, our first game this afternoon is called You Can Quote Me On That. Now, this round, I'll read out a quote from one of you four. It could be from your social media, it could be from an interview you did, it could be from your own blog. If you think you know who wrote it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you get it incorrect. So you've got nothing to lose here. So here we go.
Can you repeat those?
Yeah.
So, I'll read
I wasn't
out...
listening.
I could tell you were going, I've got to look like I'm listening.
Yeah. No, so I just yell out my name if I think
if
I
you
know
think you
who
know which one of these
right.
three said it.
Okay, so here we go. Made no mistakes in 161.
Yeah.
It was a perfect round. Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
We listened.
Question one. Finally, it's taken a tribe to get me here, but I am now the third place getter in the 2017 female fitness model over 35. I heard Kirsty first, yes.
Damo.
Yes, you are correct. It's Damien Carlin, yes.
I won that yesterday in the Hayfield Memorial Hall.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a fun thing what Damien does. If you don't follow him on Instagram, he'll just get a trophy and just say, this is mine. And it's catchy. I do it as well.
Yeah.
It's great.
I won the County Mayo Under 7 Irish Dancing Award. Years running.
It's going to be a nightmare when you actually win something, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pinch myself.
He won't, though. He won't.
Next question. Guy just said hello in a very friendly manner. I said hello back, having no clue who he was. He said, how's comedy going? I said, good. How's your work going? He said, always been a shit job, always will. Still none the wiser who he is.
Jezza.
I heard Jez that time.
That was Scotty.
You are right. Yes, that is a point there for Geraldine. Yes.
The interesting thing is I couldn't have guessed that. So good work to you, Geraldine Hickey.
Next question. When you make a complaint about someone at a business and they go, did you get their name? No, I didn't get their name because I didn't realise they were going to let me down and ruin my life.
Denise.
Yes, Denise.
Geraldine.
No, that was Kirsty Webeck. Yes, point there for Kirsty, yes.
You can tell it was one of us because we weren't jumping in.
And we're also just two bodies with one brain at this stage. We're like, it might have been me or Jez.
Can I just say, before the show, both Jez and Kirsty were just talking about renovations. They both left their partners to come here, as in, like, left them at home, not like...
But there might be a hell of a story behind, you know. I left John to come here. He said, if you go to that podcast, we're over. And I said... Fuck it, John. All right, we're over. I'm out.
Good on you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Good
on you. I can't be mucked around.
Is that because John knows in 2009 you and I cozied up in a bed together drinking wine on Roadshow? Remember this?
Oh, we did too.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, hello. You are close. Yeah.
You lied, Scotty.
Thanks for implying something happened. It makes me feel young.
It was just us gossiping about Russell Kane. Do you remember the business who ruined you? Who was the business that you tweeted this about?
Home Hardware, probably.
Yeah.
Right, no truck with them.
It was the men who were delivering my eco moving boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Which... Like they drop them off, you move house with the boxes and then they come and pick them up so there's no, like... eco, right? Anyway, fucked me up.
What did they do?
Yeah, but how?
Oh, they made me get up at 6 a.m. for the delivery. No, I'm pausing. And then... and then they arrived after 9 a.m. And I was like, there's a 3-hour difference. I'm going to tweet about this.
But what a gift. Yeah. Here we are today discussing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll never know, but suck it.
All right, question four. Name me one thing more disappointing than a breakfast dish served with only one slice of toast.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Sorry, I got excited. Jez.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
Two complaints.
I agree with that.
Yo, I'm sick of this angry lesbian stereotype.
Come on, two bits of bread, assholes.
Deliver my boxes on time.
I want a box of toast.
I'll settle with just a box. No. Sorry.
No. Oh, and I'm feeling left out because I wasn't in 161 and it's all...
161.
The glory days.
I wonder what ever happened to Harley Breen. Like,
he did.
Next question.
Work didn't drive my dad to drink. It just dropped him off at the corner and he walked the rest of the way.
Jezza.
Yes, Jez.
So maybe Damo?
Yes, it was Damien. Yeah. Yes, a point there for Jez, yes.
You've got a real flavour about you, mate.
Am I? As opposed to yourself.
Yep. Yep. I'll take it.
So what was the premise of that?
Can you read it again? Work
didn't drive my dad to drink. It just dropped him off at the corner and he walked the rest of the way. This is from your blog.
It's really?
Yeah.
No recollection of ever writing that.
Apple does not fall far from the tree, though.
No.
All right, next question. Every time I give the DJ a dirty look for playing crap music, he turns on the smoke machine so he can't see me giving him the cutthroat sign.
Denise.
Yes, Denise.
I've no idea, but I just thought I'd better say my name.
Damo.
I'll go Kirsty.
No, it was Jess.
Yeah. You asshole! You asshole, Jess. You saw her. You saw her. I'm going to help you out. It's Kirsty, because I'm thinking it's Jez. She goes, no, it's Kirsty. I believed you. I believe a lesbian in a tropical shirt. I believe. I trusted in you.
I believed myself.
Oh, you did. You did not.
When did I say that?
This was 2012 on Facebook.
But the problem is we're too prolific.
That's we good can't... though, isn't it?
Yeah. Bring it back in the rotation, Jez. What are you going to say, David?
No, I'm just saying we're too prolific. We can't possibly remember all the witticisms we've dropped.
I thought I was being really nice then.
I thought so too.
Oh, well.
Did you really think it was mine?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I'm like... All right, just trying to picture who'd be on the dance floor.
Next question. I got the Dalai Lama and the Kris Kringle. What do you get the man whose most famous quote is, "Yes, I have everything I need"? I got him a copy of the ABC cricket book.
Denise.
Yes, Denise.
Damien.
You are correct. What about Denise?
I knew cricket. Dalai Lama.
I remember that one.
Cricket.
Yeah. He loved it too. No, he did.
No, I believe.
I gave it to him the next year though, and he said, "Come on, mate. Don't double up."
Question 8. I've just arrived at Flinders Street Station in time to hear the announcement that due to renovation work, you couldn't take surfboards on the train. What the hell do I do now?
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Scotty?
You are correct. Yes, point there for Jezza. Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I had to hitch a lift with the board in my bikini.
Right, moving on. Next question. Wait, almost got it. No, hang on. Nah, it's gone. Carry on, nothing to see here.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Jez.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Yes, I'm putting there for Kirsty, yes.
One of the worst.
But is that just from sitting there going, I've got to tweet something?
Yeah, early days. You don't have to. Just be quiet for a bit.
Shut up.
Yeah. I think we all have that. Yeah. Where we're like, oh, we've got to tweet something. And then we have this other little voice that's like, nah, Josh will use it on the pod.
And I will. And our final question for this round. Just got an email telling me I'm Colonel Gaddafi's next of kin and I need to send bank details immediately so they can send me $80 million. I'm not surprised. The number of times people have said, gee, you look like Gaddafi.
Damo.
Yes, Damo.
Kirsty.
No, it was Denise Scott. Point there for Denise.
I don't think I'd answer the question to that point.
No, you hadn't. It's fine.
So.
And sorry, I mangled
that. Just want to get involved.
Mangled your punchline, stepped all over it, I'm sorry.
What punchline? There was no punchline, Josh.
Punchline
it was just a tweet.
Yeah.
It was just, as you say, a desperate bid for attention.
At the end of that first round, the scores are Damon Callan on 0 points. Not off the mark yet, though.
It's like I'm not here.
No trophy today.
Denise Scott on 2 points. Kirsty Wiebeck on 4 points. And also on 4 points is Jonah Hickey.
Oh, yeah. Taking her tally to 78.
What?
She's on 80.
80,
now.
80. Overall.
Oh, yeah. Boost me up.
Can she crack the 100 in today's show? I don't think so. Not enough questions. Okay. all right, this round is called Remember the Days of the Old Schoolyard. Now, in this round, we go back to school. And we've all been there. We've all had good memories, bad memories, and sometimes borderline criminal memories. And today, we're going to go back to when Damien Callinan was teaching a grade 3 class, and it was their first Holy Communion. This day just happened to be the day after Damien's football team won the grand final. But what happened the next day that Damien and those involved would never forget? Was it A, Damien celebrated well into the early morning after the win, and in the festivities tipped an entire bin over his head? When he turned up to the church on 1 hour's sleep, another teacher looked at him very sternly and said, "You have mud on your ear." Damien went to wash it off, only to realise that it wasn't just a little bit of mud, but enough to start a veggie patch. Was it B, Damien was very responsible and left at a decent hour? He had told all his teammates why, and they seemed to understand. The next day, the entire team, having not stopped from the night before, raided the church and carried Damien away back to the club rooms. Or was it C, Damien did not stop partying and went straight from the party to the chapel? Though he thought he was hiding it well, he couldn't hide the 15 other blokes who came with him, who were each cheering each child getting their first bread and wine as if they were collecting their premiership medallions. Now, one of these is true. You have to try and figure out which one is true. Damien will answer them all as if they are true, because if you get it wrong, he will get your point. So you don't have to answer together. Kirstie, you will go A, Jez B, Denise C. That's fine. Bear in mind, Damien can walk away with 3 points. Floor is open for questions. Ask away.
What?
Go for it.
Yeah. So what team won the grand...
Whitefriars Old Collegians.
Right. Mm. Football, AFL.
Yeah, football team. In the amateurs, yeah.
Makes it pretty clear to me.
I want to talk about the third option.
And yes, mate.
Was it a chapel?
It was a church. It was Holy Spirit Community School in Kesherant. It's quite a vast church. It's kind of...
Where is it?
It's not Kesherant. That's where I taught in Darwin. It's in North Ringwood. It's kind of like an annex bit where, you know at midnight mass where you're kind of like half in, half out?
Yeah.
Mm. Had one of those areas.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very Catholic bunch today.
Yes. Yeah. Didn't have to qualify that with any of you.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay. And number two. Oh, so you left, when you say you left at a reasonable time, that was the second option.
Second time.
Left and everyone came the next day. Mm. What do you call a reasonable time? How much did you celebrate afterwards?
Well, reasonable time is before dawn.
Right.
It was the club's first grand final victory, so I couldn't, you know. So I left. Yeah, I left before dawn. I got.
So you went and had a good time still, and then
I went hard, but then I did all the right things, but probably for not enough hours.
Yeah.
At the risk of upsetting people.
Yeah.
Do you believe that
in God?
Do you believe that communion?
Yep.
Is the body of Christ? Do you believe in that, Damien? Believe those children when they were being given that sacrament? Do you believe that was really the body of Jesus Christ that was being put in their mouth?
To be honest, Denise, I drunk so much, I was just hungry.
Damien was so pissed, he was like, off with the blood rule with you.
Yeah,
like.
I didn't care.
Do you reckon a pie would have hit the spot better?
Probably. Yeah, even a dip for it or something. Just some sort of accoutrement to go with it.
And when everyone carried you out, what was the reaction to the congregation? Were they like?
It wasn't during it they carried me out. I got out to the back and was kind of doing the farewells to the families, and they pretty much just shepherded me back into the cars to do the hair of the dog.
Yep. Regarding A, how do you reckon one ear got covered in mud?
I don't know. So the act in question, I had developed over the period of this football season an act called the bin dance, where I used to dance adjacent to a bin and pull out pieces from the bin, like beer cans, etc., and chip packets, and turn them into little hats and just kind of writhe in the objects. So At a certain point of the night, the captain, who was one of my best mates, started saying, "Bin dance, bin dance, bin dance." And of course, it was grand final, which I had to take it to another level. So I danced around the bin for a while and then just eventually tipped the entire thing onto me. So I was just covered in beer and West Coast. Christmas cooler and all sorts of stuff.
Brand.
And then,
yeah.
And I was just writhing in it. So there was just stuff in my body and parts of my body that should never have been there.
So
I didn't check after my shower.
I've seen him do that at the Comedy Festival clothing night party as well.
Yeah, and given the emotional joy of winning.
And knowing that the next day that I was going to introduce 8-year-old children to the wonders of eating Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there like group sex at the football situation? Well, no.
It's important to us.
And because you're excited. Yeah. You're Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Not to my memory, Denise. No, I don't. I don't.
I thought you might have all.
Yeah, like we got into the forwards and the backs and the mids and just had a crack at each other.
Was there? What about like, did you put on some flame trees and get naked and wrestle or?
As in the music flame tree?
Yeah, sing along to that.
I think Electric Dream
with your arms
was playing
around
at
each other.
I remember how human like Electric Dream are all on a table, but
okay. These questions are really helping.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they're helping me.
Trying to recall a night, I barely remember. I just remember the moments of horror.
What position were you playing at the
grand final? In that game, I was wing. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but
wing attacked in this.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were playing. I didn't listen, I guess. But I thought we were watching.
No. My team that I played for. Oh. That's why the celebrations were at that level.
Who would care control? Otherwise?
Yeah.
Oh, people are wild about footy.
Yeah.
Jez.
So do people think they know what one they're going to guess for?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. All right, what are you going to lock in, Jez?
I'm going to lock in B.
B, which was, he was very responsible. They came and took him away the next day. Kirsty, what do you think?
Choose a different one. Yeah, all right.
But remember, she's an arsehole and she misleads. Yeah, yeah. She wants those points.
Yeah, you got any input?
No, I did all of them.
Yeah, fair enough. C.
C,
please.
You think that they ran in and took him away? And Denise?
Wait, aren't they the same ones?
No, A was... they went.
The mud.
No, C was they were there and cheered on all the kids. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one.
That's funny.
Yeah, I really wanted to be that one. Yeah, I'm going to go C as well.
You're going to go C? The correct answer was A. So 3 points there for Daniel.
Bin dance, bin dance, bin dance, bin dance.
Too on brand.
Oh, he lied to us.
That's what made me go, oh.
Didn't. I told you all about the bin. I told you fuck all about B and C, to be honest. But.
Oh, yeah.
But we like the idea.
Well, you like everyone wanted C to be
C
real.
So how was the staff after you've turned up on 1 hour sleep with mud in your ear? And
teacher who saw it was the classic bearded before a hipster thing was trendy. And anyway, he had a guitar permanently attached to him so that he could sing a hymn at whim. And he was very, very, very Catholic. And he just looked at me and went, "You've got mud in your ear." And when I went into the bathroom, it was just, it was like half my face was a clod. It was just the best part was afterwards, because the primary school was near the Whitefriars Old Collegians, so a lot of the parents had been at the game. So there was no hiding it. So everyone knew what I'd done the day before. It was the first time ever, the only time in my entire life, I got to be a special minister. For the non-Catholic, special minister is where you get anointed for the day to be able to give communion and the blood, body and...
You gave communion.
Well, I was actually giving the blood of Christ, the cup. And the other woman who was doing it with Pam Ashby, she'd been at the game and she was pretty good fun. And at the end, there's heaps of wine left over, and usually what happens, they all tip it into one cup and then the priest knocks it off. What if you've ever noticed that? And just put down the hatch. Anyway, all of them, they all got poured into one cap and she just put it in front of you and said, "There you go, Dave."
Do you know...
I had to sit there going... like hair of the dog with the blood of Christ.
This is... C was eliminated for me because of the use of the word chapel and saying the children got the blood of Christ. It was written by the only person that's not Catholic in the room. So.
The only cool one.
All right, Mulder and Scully.
Well, that's how you get the most points, you know? You gotta listen, pay attention.
At the end of the round, the scores are Denise on 2 points, Damien on 3 points, Jez on 4 points, and Kirsty still on 4 points. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get incorrect, the person the lie or truth is about, they get the point. So you ask them as many questions as you can, try and get their point. So to Damien.
You got that, Scotty.
She doesn't have to ask till the very end. All right, today, now Jez. Yep. Geraldine once had a flatmate who every couple of months would shave off all of their body hair and then put it outside for the birds to make a nest out of it. Occasionally, Jez would be outside having a cuppa only for a tumbleweed of pubes to roll past her. Yeah or nah?
Is this in a chapel?
But you can ask your questions.
So, can you read it again?
Jez once had a flatmate who every couple of months would shave off all of her body hair and then put it outside for the birds to make a nest out of it. Occasionally, Jez would be outside having a cuppa only for a tumbleweed of pubes to roll past her.
It was me, so you can ask me questions too.
Yuck.
Really, did you share? No?
No.
I'm saying no.
You can ask questions. Try and get some questions.
Oh, okay.
These people pay good money. Ask some questions.
What kind of bird? What kind of bird uses pubes? Is there a...
Well, I don't know if the birds...
Peregrines they made for a bit of shirt just, curl?
I don't know if the birds actually took up her offer.
It was just in the hope that they would.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, I'll be nice. This is... Because it was this... It was actually a girlfriend of a flatmate that I had.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, why are you together? Like, and also she lived there for like 3 months and never paid rent and was just like, oh, I didn't know I had to, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But so she's providing a home for the birds.
Well, that's what she thought. But just
she must have grown a lot of body hair that in 3 months she was constantly shedding and creating that volume of hair. To make a tumbleweed.
You haven't seen my pubes.
Denise, that is the closure of the show. Okay, don't give it away.
It's not like a huge tumbleweed, though. Yeah. It's just like a little.
Yeah.
You know, like you knew what it was.
A pubescent tumbleweed.
Yeah. It was yuck.
Yeah.
Also, she would cut her... Yeah, not hers, but her partner's toenail.
Yuck. This is a grooming nightmare.
Yeah. In the lounge room.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I moved out. When I got the chance.
Can I sidetrack? Does anyone cut their partner's toenails?
No.
I cut strangers' toenails. You'll often see me on the 86 tram. Just offering.
I'll do the drivers, but no one else.
Of all the trams to do it on, that one would probably go. Yeah, that's fine. You can pass that.
Yeah. It's a new service.
Yeah.
They're coming through your socks, mate. Come on.
Oh, that is revolting.
Yes, I know.
So what do you think?
I think... still, yeah.
You think yeah?
Yeah?
You are incorrect. It was no. Point there for Jez.
Got ya!
But based on a flatmate that I had. So that really did happen at my house.
Are they listening, do you think?
I'm not sure they... I know one of the flatmates in the house definitely listens. And she'll know who I'm talking about right now. So anyway...
Don't you know who that was?
But yeah, she would go out and put it for the birds.
No.
Yeah.
And did the birds really? Oh well, that's
didn't
just
really go
taking
it inspecting.
I'm going to check out every nest I come across now.
I'm going to get up and you know that peregrine falcon nest, the website I'll watch you can that. Watch. I'm going to go and put some pubes in. It. See how they go. See if they like it.
All right. So the Jez. Now Kirsty once walked into a bottle shop, only to see two attendants in there freeze. One with a ball of tape and the other standing with a bucket on his head. Kirsty asked what the score was, only for one to reply, 6-7. She then stayed and watched the rest of the game to see who was the first to 11. Yeah or nah?
What happened?
Josh?
You walked into a bottle shop.
Yeah, and so the two staff members that worked there,
yeah,
and one had like a ball of tape, like masking tape or whatever, and the other had a bucket, like a waste paper basket-y thing.
Oh, so it was like basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, over his head.
No. But like, yeah, I guess like that would be interesting to me anyway, because why not? Yeah. But like they were on the job.
Yeah.
You know, and brazen.
Did the guy tape it to his head?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Jez, we were all there. This was one of the 161 reunions.
I'm just saying if she remembers. and what colour was the bucket?
Oh, I'm not a psycho.
Okay.
Let's go with beige.
All right. Did it have a handle on it?
No, I feel like it was one of those ones that are like solid plastic, like that high, mm-hmm. and then have like, you know, the strings of plastic. Like, is there a name for them? All right, everyone.
Kirsty drunk.
I've just invented something.
All right, and what did you go into the bottle shop for?
Oh, that's a bit private. Just a knockoff drink, if you must know, Mum.
All right, yeah.
Bottle of wine.
Where were you going?
Probably home. Yeah. Maybe just a romantic evening in.
Okay. And what was the score when you got in?
6-7.
What do you reckon, Jez?
I reckon you're trying to fool me into thinking that it's a nah, but it's a yeah.
So you're going to say yeah?
I'm going to say yeah.
It was a nah. Kirsty.
Okay. Oh, I was so nervous. You're the master of cross-examinations.
Yeah.
I like the image of it being taped onto the person's head.
Yeah, I thought I'd cook that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You'd lost it, yeah. All right, so a point there for Kirsty. Now, to Kirsty. When Denise's son was 5, he thought he heard a robber in the house, crept into Denise and John's room, couldn't see them, and assumed they'd been kidnapped. Then he went and woke up his 3-year-old sister, and the two of them ran to the neighbour's house and woke them up at 2 a.m. to tell them all about it. Yeah or nah?
Oh. Where were you?
We were in bed.
Oh. so your son just couldn't see you? Because it was dark and didn't have a pat.
No.
Yeah, no, no padding. Yes. All right, fair enough. All right. Oh. I don't have Jez's investigative skills. What was your son wearing?
He was wearing... We were never big on pyjamas. like tracksuit pants and a T-shirt or something.
All right, that's a good answer.
I always wonder why you lost custody.
What happened after the neighbours were alerted?
The woman... The neighbour who they went to who rang me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, she rang me and told me.
Do you know where these children are today?
Well, they're a long way away. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. I'm freaking out, Scotty. You've done a number on me. Against my better judgment, I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. This is true.
Oh, in that case, Denise, why are you so bad at answering questions?
She was trying to throw you off the scent.
I was trying to, yeah. So it was. It was a very dramatic night. So we'd got a new bed and it had bed ends. It was a terrible bed. It was, you know, from colonial living or whatever it is. Yes. You know, with the
early settler.
The terrible tulip, with the tulips cut out in the wood.
Oh, yeah.
I know, awful. But we didn't have it. We couldn't afford. Oh, look, whatever. We had really bad taste. And so we've got a new bed with a bed end, you see, which was new. And Geordie, who was 5, woke up and thought there were robbers in the house, came in to wake us up, couldn't see us, and in his head decided we were at that point being murdered in the backyard. Right. He went in, woke his 3-year-old sister up and said, "Mum and Dad are being murdered. Oh. You've got to get your shoes on and we've got to get out." So little Bonnie gets her shoes on. He does up her laces. And she, in fact, had new pyjamas because they were much too long for her. And they ran at 2 o'clock in the morning in Thornbury through a car park, through some streets, through a small little park, you know, the little parks that go through Thornbury, and arrived, and with Bonnie falling over because her pyjama pants were too long, and they arrived at our friend Sophia's place. And they knock on her, like, Sophia's in bed and she hears a knock on her door at, like, 2:30 in the morning and literally gets a, I don't know, you know, a big bit of wood that she has next to her bed and comes to the door. And my kids can see this woman with a bit of wood. So they take off again thinking Sophia's going to hit them. They take off and Sophia goes out in the street and sees 2 kids and she yells out and they come back to her place. And then Sophia rings our place. It was days before mobile, so landline. And I'm like, "Sophia, what's happened?" Because Sophia was a dramatic woman anyway. She was. She had a very dramatic life.
She came to the door with a stick.
She sleeps with a club.
And I said, "What is it, Sophia? What's happened?" And she went, "It's your children." I know. I'm not making a word of this up. They're at my house, and I'm like, "Oh God, she's had a complete mental collapse." And I'm like, "No, no, Sophia, my children are in their bed." And she went, "Go and have a look." So I do, and there's no kids in their bed. At that point, I think Sophia has had a complete mental collapse and she's kidnapped our children. So I just went, "We'll be right there, Sophia." And then John, who slept through the whole thing, I'm going, "John, wake up. Sophia's got our children." And he's like, "What are you talking?" I said, "I don't know. Just get up." So John puts on his coat. And we tear off to Sophia's. And poor Geordie is there. And at 5, you can feel like a real dickhead. And because he's sitting there. And his biggest nightmare was, "I don't want to have..." Because Sophia had kids, our kids' age, and they were in prep, Geordie and Sophia's son. So he's like, "I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school." I said, "You'll go to school and you'll be proud of yourself. You'll be proud that you were prepared to risk your life to save your little sister. You'll be proud. You'll be proud." And he went to school, and because the other kid told everyone, got completely tortured.
Really?
Yeah, bullied.
Oh, no. And where's that other kid now?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And selling where's beds that Geordie now?
I have, one question. What was happening in the house to make him think that there were robbers?
Are you suggesting there was like a sexual activity or something?
Maybe.
Oh, for the love of... You know John and me.
Yeah.
Even with a bed end. A bed end doesn't arouse you, Geraldine.
Not even with tulips on it?
Not even with tulips. No, I don't know what was happening. He just decided there were... Anyway.
All right, so a point there for Denise. Okay, so...
Was it? No, isn't it a point for Kirsty? But I believe I should get a point for a rousing story.
She can have one of mine.
Here. Okay, so now to Denise. When Damien was in Italy one Christmas, he and his partner found themselves in a church that was full of religious-themed dioramas. After they'd been in there for a while, they were ushered into a secret room that no one else had been in or out of. They thought they were going to see an amazing spectacle when the Italian man showed them a diorama of the nativity scene made entirely of corn cobs.
Well, this is fascinating.
Theme, isn't it?
It's got nothing to do with it, but I've got a friend. Do you know who Jane Clifton is?
Yes, I know Jane Clifton.
Used to be on Prisoner.
Yeah, singer as well.
Here's a, she'll kill me for telling you. But she is hand knitting the entire nativity scene.
I saw that.
Just an aside thing.
How come?
So you...
She's halfway up.
Exactly. I said to Jane, wow, your life is fucked. if you're knitting the entire nativity scene. But, you know, at our age, you've got to keep active. Now, so, Damien, you're in Italy with your partner. Are you in... You would be interested in religious dioramas, too.
Yeah.
You know, because it... Well, it's Italy.
Yeah.
So...
They love a nativity.
What do you mean you went where a room where no one had ever been and no one ever came out? Like, I
don't know said that.
Yeah,
I said while he'd there, no one had been in or out of this room.
Okay, oh, yeah. Right. Oh, right. But someone had.
Yeah, there'd be people in there. Yes.
Corn cobs just don't go, hey, come on, corn cob family, let's go in this little room.
We kept seeing these signs. It was in Alba in Piedmont, and we kept seeing these signs for the nativities at San Giovanni. And it was like, it's a very cobbledy little laney city. And we kept following. Eventually we came in, and it was, there weren't many people in there, but it was this beautiful Italian church. But all the way around the room were just different kinds of nativities. So they were like, some made by the primary school, some of the like incredible. Some of the, like, literally, like, toilet rolls with...
Yeah.
With kind of Mary, just, you know, two bottles in. Just leaning. One made out of buttons. Anyway, we were just loving the shit out of it. And the guy who was curating it... and there was one... There was a series of dioramas that the church is famous for, made by a local guy, where you kind of look into the streets of Bethlehem. It was incredible detail. You could see the clothes pegged up and everything. And so that was like, we were looking at that, like the piece de resistance. Like, oh man, this is incredible craft after Mary on the angle. anyway, he saw that we were really into it and he said, no, come here. And he sort of took us around the back to this kind of little alcove. And it was a nativity made of rotting corn cob. Literally just these like fat little Jesus, Mary and Joseph with kind of blacky gold cob. And that was, we don't know whether he made it. And that's why it was kind of like hitting around this little corner. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Someone looked like they'd started eating the bottom half of Joseph.
The baby Jesus was, how was that constructed?
It was just bits of corn, actually, just like off the cob, like because you can't get one small enough. So it was just like, but it was held together with toothpicks, like the arms. But
good
little,
luck. I remember this
corn.
From 161. Oh, it was hard.
What do you reckon, Denise?
I'm gonna go no.
No, it was yeah. That's a true story. I put there for Damien.
Oh, yeah. He got you with the baby, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He got me with the baby. But were you answering honestly?
Yeah. Look, I can't remember the detail of Jesus. Okay. I was pretty happy with that impro, to be honest. But
I was too.
All right. At the end of the round, the scores are Denise on 2 points. Go for Denise.
Woo!
Damien on 4 points. Geraldine on 5 points. In the lead now on 6 points is Kirsty Wiebeck.
If you win, it's still the same.
This is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who.
No, is it already?
I know, yeah. It's gone so quick.
Yeah, your story went for 19 minutes.
Yeah. As those words came out of my mouth, I did think. Mm.
Yeah. Good, in, 19 good minutes.
Yeah. In this round, I'll read out questions all about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names, don't forget, are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. Only round you can lose points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first one is this one. Who here came third in a triathlon?
Denise.
Yes, Denise.
Now I don't know. It could be Kirsty. It could be.
Have a look at his mic.
I'm going to go Damien.
It was Kirsty Wiebeck. A point off Denise.
Yeah, he didn't say what.
Damo can't swim.
Damien can't swim.
Damo can't swim.
No swimming.
Yeah. Good for the first bit.
Yeah, the biker ride.
Yeah. I'm fucked after that.
So, Kirsty, how old were you?
12.
12 years old?
Yeah,
came third?
3 years ago. And. Yeah. Third, yeah, came third.
Out of how many?
funny you should mention that. I've never. I always tell people I came third, but like there were three of us, and I came an hour after number two. Tiny details.
Was it a race, or were you just chasing someone really badly?
Next question: who here had a job once as a shopping centre Santa Claus?
Denise.
Yes, Denise.
Geraldine.
No, it was Damien. A point off, Denise.
So I'm back to zero or less. At least I'm giving it a crack.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Take a risk, kids.
Yes, all right. All right.
Was it just the 1 year you did Santa, Santa work?
I did a thing for ABC Radio and for a 6 week segment where I trained to be a Santa Claus and I'd come on every week and talk about it. And I ended up being the...
Six weeks.
I went through the job interview. I went to Santa school. And so I would report back each week. And then it was a very corporate kind of Santa Claus thing. And they looked at me in my portfolio. I was only... I hadn't been doing comedy that long, but I was full-time. And they went, I'm seeing pinch-hitting Santa. So they started... I didn't have, one job. I just kind of get moved, just sent in, parachuted into, some shit call centre where everyone was... on the phones and pissed off, and I just have to spread a good cheer or walk around a shopping mall. There was one where I wanted in Baldwin. I had to go to every shop in the street, and thought, oh fuck, I better go in the bank. So I went to the ANZ bank and walked in my Santa costume, and there were kids started running to me, and I'm giving them lollies, and the guy behind the counter said, "Sir, take the wig and the hat off and vacate the bank." Oh shit.
I've had that same thing said to me before.
But my sister who's here, one time I was doing it and she came to see me with her kids who were quite little at the time. And they, so I had to get changed again because I was just in the shop, just in the storeroom. And so I came out and then went into Dimmicks where they were just walking around. And started talking, because I knew so much about them,
they
were just like, oh my God, and for years they went, that was the real Santa. Yeah. Oh. I had all this intel, I knew what was on their bedroom wall.
That's so creepy.
All gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, gorgeous.
All right, next question. Whose partner recently rescued an echidna only for the echidna to piss on their face?
Damo.
Yes, Damien.
Denise.
No, that was Jez. Point off Damien there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
Was it a... fully grown echidna, or was it?
Yeah, it was a big one, and it'd been hit by a car. And cat's the type of person that is on the lookout all the time. And found this echidna. It had been moved, and she went, "Oh no, that's because it was over." Anyway, she went, "I'll pick it up." Checked it, was still alive, and picked it up. I was like, "Fuck, it's heavy. They're heavy, right?" But picked it up. I was trying to open the car door at the same time, and then it pissed, got all over her face.
And
she washed it off and she took it to the
God, she's cool.
Yeah, she's great.
She didn't
currently at home now making your kitchen for you.
Yeah, so. She is. Didn't kiss those lips for a couple of days.
Next question. Who on school camp moved tents because of the smell of their friends who were cheekily smoking, only to realise the smell was actually the giant crab claw that they found on the beach?
Damo.
Yes, Damo.
Kirsty.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Damo, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I cracked it because our tent stank. And I was like, it stinks and it's because you're smoking in the fly. And then I know now that cigarettes and rotting crab claws are... Very, but I cracked it and I arranged to move tents with some of my other mates, and then I went to this luxurious, like, massive tent with my other mates while they stayed over there in the smoky tent. And then, like, 6 months later, I was like, it wasn't cigarette smoke, it was rotting seafood. And I delivered it to the tent and then moved. Oh. I left the crab claw there as well. I wasn't, I didn't need it.
Why did you think you needed it in the first place?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was big and I don't know. Yeah, a bit of fun. Just for like a, I don't know, maybe a prank. Yeah, like, woo. A one-off gag.
Yeah. All right, next question. Who once paid money to see a python shit on a German tourist?
Oh.
Oh,
Damo.
Yes, Damien.
Hickey.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
You know
I was there.
What a gift.
So this happened on Roadshow, right?
Yeah, on Roadshow in the Territory.
Yeah, yeah. And you signed the visitor's book. What did you say? Something like, oh, I had a great time. We saw a python shit on a tourist. Best day ever.
But how does a python shit?
Oh, it's like a bird. It's got a cloaca, so it just all kind of runs out. Yeah, think of
and
like bird poo.
Was it in a tree or something?
No,
we've been passed around the group.
Yeah.
On the tour.
And we were just, because it happened just as we were about to leave, because we all got to hold it. Well, a big, it was an olive python. So huge python, we get photos and stuff. And it gets passed around. And then just as we're leaving, we just hear this thud. And this. And then we hear that it's shitting on me.
Yeah.
Because he dropped it as well, didn't he?
Yeah, it's shitting all over me.
Oh, I thought the thud was the poo hitting him. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa.
No, I think he, dropped the snake. But yeah, it really was one of the greatest days of our lives.
Maybe that python had Jewish sympathies. It was a German.
Wow.
Oh, no, a German.
Yeah.
You know, with a little mustache.
Bit of history.
Very educational.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Whose partner recently insulted a Muslim taxi driver by playing music in their house? Yes.
Damo.
Yes, Damien.
Hickey.
No, that was Denise. Point off, Damien.
Oh,
yes.
What happened?
Oh, well. funny you should ask. And for 20 minutes later. No, we were in Fiji and just recently and on a holiday and had this taxi driver for a few days. We'd got, and he invited us home to his house for dinner. And you know what John's like. He takes his ukulele everywhere. I know, it's really embarrassing. And I don't like it, but that's what happens.
But you've left him now, so it doesn't matter.
So so we went to their house and they were the Muslim family, and I was asking her about being Muslim and she was explaining how, you know, her daughter was getting married and blah, 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 but there would be no music. There is absolutely no music. We don't have... She couldn't have said it more time. Like, we just don't have any music. And I'm going, what? Never. And she went, no. There's never any music in the house. No. There's not music at your events. No. There's not music. Now, obviously, John is a man who doesn't listen well. So within seconds... How about a song, everyone? And away he goes on the ukulele. And I'm just glaring at him like, put the ukulele away. And he thinks I'm just being the old asshole sourpuss bitch that I am. Just, oh, you've got no fun in you, Scotty. Just playing away. Anyway,
How about a song is like the most irritating thing someone can ask anyway? Like, just in regular circumstances, like... Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir here.
All right, next question. Whose sibling crashed into them on their bike and they both ended up with broken arms?
Ooh. Denise.
Yes, Denise.
I'm going to go Damo.
No, it was Kirsty Wiebeck. And point off, Denise.
We weren't allowed
to. So now I'm in the minus.
Yeah, you're in the minus.
What's the point?
Keep going.
I could bring it home still.
Here we go. Easily.
Oh, well, hang on. We've just completely ignored. So, head on?
No, so I was riding in front down a hill and she was behind me and, like, she never used to look ahead on her bike, Very problematic. And
where was she looking?
she just would take in the view. And it, so I'd put the brakes on to stop and talk to my friends. Like, we were on our way to school, and then, like, she just rode straight up my bum, and like, of the bike. And and then, like, it was just this pile on. And then, like, later on we found out that we both had broken arms.
Wow.
How much later on, like?
Actually, really long. Yeah, because we went to school and we were at school for hours. And our teachers were like, you'll be right, harden up. And then and then we went to a hospital and we had to wait in ED for like 8 hours. And then we went to another hospital. And then finally a family friend who was a GP set them. Oh. Like in a backyard laboratory somewhere.
how old then we
had to get them reset a few days later.
How old were you when this happened?
12.
So that's the triathlon career done.
Yes! Yeah. I've snuck a triathlon in just beforehand.
All right, next question. Who, in their school play, didn't have a speaking part, had to walk on stage, scream and faint, but because the audience laughed, they got the giggles and pissed themselves?
Sure.
Kirsty.
Yes, Kirsty.
Jez?
No, it was Denise Scott there.
Oh!
Yes.
It's a brilliant moment.
Go on.
Nothing. Just what happened. Screamed, fainted, and the audience just roared laughing. I didn't expect that because I just fainted. I didn't do anything else.
Well, you were acting fainting or you literally fainted?
I didn't literally faint. No, I was acting.
Yeah.
And then I thought, this is incredible, and laughed and, yeah, wet my pants. And I was in year nine, so pretty sad event in year nine. Oh. It's only gotten worse, trust me.
Sorry I brought it up. Okay, and our final question for the game. Who here was woken up in the hospital by a cleaner holding a bag of their piss to say, I've seen you on the telly? Oh.
Jezza.
Yes, Jez.
Okay, Scotty.
No, it was Damo.
It's true.
What did you... Oh. How did you react?
It was... So earlier this year, I actually had a heart attack. And was playing indoor cricket, and so I was in hospital all night, and didn't sleep because you're hooked up to machines and all sorts of stuff. I'd finally got to sleep at like 6 a.m. after all this kind of night of hell, and there was a woman kind of fossicking the room, just kind of emptying the bins, and kind of opened my eyes again about 15 minutes later, and she was there. And she was getting the piss bottle off my bed, so she was just like there, and she just went... Ah, I've seen you before. And my wit kicked in, like, despite the certainty, I said, yeah, you were in about 15 minutes ago. You're just over there. And then she went, no, on the telly and stuff. Yeah, you're a comedian. She was getting all excited, and I was fucked. Like, I was just... And eventually the inappropriateness kicked in, and she just went, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. This will not go outside these walls, all right? And the whole time she's just branding my very full piss bottle. Just, no, nothing will be leaving this room. Don't you worry about that. And then she walked out of the room and then almost immediately just stuck her head back in, holding the piss bottle off, and just went, big fan of your stuff, by the way.
At the end of the game, the scores are Denise Scott on -1 points. Go for Denise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damien Callanan on 4 points. Geraldine Hickey also on 4 points. And on 5 points, it's Kirsty Wiebeck. She wins.
Redemption after the triathlon third place.
I'm way too excited about this.
Hey, no, well done. It's great because I feel like I've won anyway.
Yeah. A win for Webex, a win for Hickey.
Hey, because you win, Kirsty, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. Where can people find you or see you?
I'm on all the socials at Kirsty Webex. I've got a new show coming out at Comedy Festival next year called Gosh. Yeah, that's about it. Yep.
Great. Geraldine, where can people see you?
Here.
Yeah.
New show is coming out next year, so I'll be doing Perth and other places as well, yet to be announced, but also at Melbourne, in a new show called What a Surprise. And also you can listen to Breakfasters on Triple R 102.7.
Yeah. Yeah. Denise, where can people find you?
Just clapping. Sorry. I wasn't done. Come on, Chuck. Hurry up, you young punk. I'm going to die soon.
But have you got any shows coming up?
I have not. There is. So my son Geordie, the star of the infamous Story, he's doing, because he's a muso, and he and his girlfriend Claire usually do this Christmas show with Liz Stringer, but Liz isn't available. So Geordie and Claire are still doing it. They live in Nashville. They're coming back. But who cares? Anyway, Tuesday, they're coming back. And it's going to be at Northcote Social Club. And it's hosted by Randy, purple face Randy. And I will get to do a duet with Randy.
Nice.
The puppet. And so the one on the 17th of December is sold out, but there's another one now happening on the 18th.
Can you? What are you singing? Can you tell us?
No, I cannot tell
you. She's going to run out on stage, scream.
Yeah. Correct. But it's a really awesome show.
And Geordie is amazing. He's an amazing musician.
Yeah, yeah. And but also for any, I don't know if there's any older people here, but you do have to stand for the whole show, which is terribly upsetting for me. I had to take my own little stepladder last year and sat down on that.
But even when you do bring 50 chairs from home, they still complain. It's like... Damien Cullen, where can people see or find you?
I've just finished a tour today, so bad luck. I'm doing a new show at the Comedy Festival called Stress Test, which is basically it's going to be 12 months after the heart attack. I get sent in to see if I'm back at the level I was. and part of the stress test is the hospital of making me do a new Comedy Festival show.
Yeah, and... Damien, I want to know at what point, you're having the heart attack, you're in hospital, at what point did you go, it's going to be a great show? when did that thought...
I didn't know I was having a heart attack when it happened, but that night when I couldn't sleep, I was already thinking of show titles. half of my brain was going, that's brilliant, and started writing blurbs. The other half was going, shut up, you self-indulgent twat. You've processed nothing. The other half's going, excellent, good, got a theme.
I'm picturing you grabbing that woman with a bottle of wee going, gold.
Gold.
Thank you.
I've got my closer.
Hey, everyone in the room, we've got T-shirts to sell, we've got cash, car, whatever you want to do. I'll be around if you want to have a drink as well. One more time for everyone on stage.
Give it up for Josh Earl.
Thank you.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.